Still see remnants of the hill lake.
So when did the kind of improvements, you know, when they reclaimed the hill and from the heather and things like that, was that something that was always going on?
Always, always going on. You see, the
well, you see in the books that Orkney was very slow to start it, because they regarded it as the most backward county agriculturally until about the 1850s or so, because as you said, you couldn't experiment if any failure kind of meant disaster. It was only when they took the input family, some of the big estates showed what could be done, but then it was very rapidly killed.
Danny Cole used to say the Orkney men couldn't farm till the Aberdonians showed them how. But if it was a run rig that you was more, that you'd move to the next one next year, more or less, any improvement you did, well, you lost it. If you could, then the next man got it. It's only when you owned your land you could improve it. You see the stories told about, what is it, Tommy Tett, the minister in Rendell, eventually his grandfather had a craft on the Swinburne estate in Orford, and by great effort he broke out a hill. And Dr. Still was the man that owned it, an ex-army man. And when he came to making the rent and so on, Dr. Still said, on the lines of, that'll make a nice extra field for the home farm. And Tatman lost it. And the same way, well, Pinchin, not Maraquay and Stumness, I forget the figures, but he broke out land, and every time he broke out, this rent get up.
Yeah, that would put you off right enough. Aye. I suppose that must have...
Well, that was the standard thing. And mm-hmm. He's for said the... Well, we've seen man the Cornwall again. Is it his land or isn't it? Yes, it's difficult. But there's that. We're blacking out. But then, of course, we... You had the remnant, so the Woodall law.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the definition of that?
No, tell me.
Well, if you owned your land by Woodall law, you had an absolute possession from either liege, lord, nor king, and the earl himself was only a leader among equals.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget there is some three generations or something like that, but part of the land that I farmed, I in the old deed and mentions transfer the Woodall rights. And but that was before the feudal system came in, you know. Mm-hmm.
But I think the last case involving Woodall law, was that not in Shetland in the 1990s to do with salmon fishing?
That may be, but...
I don't think it got anywhere right enough, but...
Wasn't there something in Florida about over the shore? The difference, you know...
That's the oil company for Florida was taking water for Hawaii, going over the shore. And by order of law, they had to pay the rights to cross the foreshore.
All right.
Because of owning to the low water mark rather than the high water mark.
Yeah.
Oh yes, that's the you own your land to low water mark.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a Norwegian lawyer to lecture once, and he said, strictly speaking, you own the land out to the you can wait to your boat.
That seems perfectly reasonable right now. Tell you, one thing I did hear is that Woodall law, that if the farm, your family farm had been sold, you were the oldest surviving male was entitled to buy it back.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
How interesting. I thought that was maybe just a...
Well, in Woodall law, it was divided equally among the family. It wasn't the Scots, the oldest... which meant that the farms got divided to be impossibly small. That was the flaw in the Woodall.
Mm-hmm.
But there was Melster, which I think he stayed, but there was one farm there that my sister worked there. By Odell law, the Melster tried to take it over, and they defied them under Odell law, went as far as Edinburgh. Then they kept the farm. The Navy tried to get it in wartime, and they defied them, and the Navy had to stand back. And that's what he said.
All right.
Well, my sister wrote it, she wrote it to history, and maybe get a copy if you're interested.
Well, I'd be very interested to see that. I didn't realise it was still quite so, you know, that could actually be invoked for anything.
Aye.
Yes, we had some cousins' daughter, I was doing a PhD.